that's an accurate characterization.
Would you like to give us the socialist workers' viewpoint on today's activity, on today's...
I'm sorry, where are you from?
I'm from Radio McGill, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to talk about the socialist point of view of today's event?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I mean, as a socialist, to me, socialism means being on the side of oppressed people anywhere in the world, and I can't think of any place right now in the world where the issues of oppression are as clearly drawn as they are in the occupied Palestinian territories. So that's certainly why people are here in solidarity with that, and have been organizing. We're part of an organization in Canada where people have tried to organize solidarity in Montreal and Toronto, and what we would like to see is that these things come together and have a real national character. And I think this demonstration in Ottawa today, a big demonstration in Ottawa today, is a good solid step in that direction, pulling all these things together that are going on in all the different cities. There's a huge outpouring of support for the Canadians of all walks of life for the Palestinian people.
Thank you. What group do you represent?
I'm in an organization called the International Socialists, and we're based in cities across across Canada. Most of us were here at Concordia today for an anti-war and anti-imperialism conference, and that's what brought us here. We didn't even know that this demonstration was going to be happening when we came from Toronto, but we'll sort of rearrange our schedules to have people go down to this demonstration. It's very important that we all speak with one voice around this issue, and our government stand is quite disgraceful on this issue. Trying to straddle the fence, you can't straddle a fence around this issue.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Thank you.